This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, why Nike has an ad with not just one LeBron James, but four. First, though, the U.S. Census Bureau says Texas has the highest rate of uninsured children in the nation, more than 20%. The state has a child health insurance program known as CHIP that covers low-income children whose families make too much to qualify for Medicaid, but 200,000 kids have fallen off the program's rolls in the past 2 years. Janet Heimlich reports from El Paso.
Rosa Aguero lives in El Paso with her husband and three children. She says before she enrolled her kids in CHIP 3 years ago, she would take them to Mexico, where health care is a lot cheaper.
We would go to Juarez for little emergencies. Only my husband is covered by his insurance, and we just didn't want to have to go into debt with a hospital bill.
But in 2003, the Texas legislature faced a $10 billion shortfall and made big changes to CHIP. Benefits such as vision, dental, and mental health care were eliminated. And to better ensure that children remained eligible, their families had to re-enroll them every 6 months instead of once a year, as most other states require. Esteban Zubia is the director of CHIP services for Centro de Salud Familiar La Fe.
Those changes discouraged a lot of families even to renew their applications for CHIP. Needless to say, a lot of them were discouraged even to apply.
Tens of thousands of families stopped paying the higher premiums. Some took their kids to Mexico for care or the state's emergency rooms. Rosa Aguero stopped taking her kids to get eye exams and dental checkups. And she says having to enroll them every 6 months proved a burden.
The thing about this is that you're always going to be afraid. You have to apply every 6 months. And with my husband's job, my worry especially is going to be, are we going to qualify? Are my children going to qualify?
Aguero worried her children might not qualify for CHIP if her husband made too much overtime. As it turned out, his income went down and their children were moved into Medicaid. They are just three of the more than 180,000 kids who were no longer enrolled in CHIP since the cuts went into effect. That's a more than one-third reduction. But state health officials say the picture is not as bleak as it looks. Jennifer Harris is a spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. She says many enrollees have ping-ponged back and forth between CHIP and Medicaid.
What we have seen consistently is an increase in the number of children that are covered by either CHIP or the state's Medicaid program, while the uninsured level in terms of the percentage of children in Texas that are uninsured has actually remained constant.
State health officials tried to get a better handle on why CHIP enrollment was dropping, so they sponsored a study that looked at 500 families whose kids were no longer covered by CHIP following the cuts.
By and large, we found that they either moved to Medicaid on a temporary or longer-term basis, or there are some that are moving into private insurance.
But this study also shows that about half of those families ended up with no insurance for their children. State officials were alarmed by the declining enrollment. Last year, when state lawmakers were back in session and the economy was on an upturn, they were feeling more generous toward CHIP. Senator Steve Ogden's district includes 14 counties just north of Austin. The Republican also chairs the Senate Finance Committee.
One of the first things we wanted to do was to restore the cuts that we had made in CHIP in the previous session, because I think it was important to restore the program to what was originally envisioned.
But critics say lawmakers didn't restore enough of those cuts to bring the program back to where it once was. State Senator Elliot Shapley is a Democrat from El Paso.
The real objective is to make sure that people don't enroll in the program. That's, to me, the clear intent when you create these enrollment objectives and you change the benefit program.
Many families have become disillusioned with the program. Again, mother of three, Rosa Aguero.
I'm very disappointed in it. It seemed like everything that they built the program up to be just hit the floor and was never, ever able to get back up.
It's uncertain how many of those families who've been off the CHIP roller coaster will want to reapply. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich.